Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it is the Wednesday show, and hopefully everybody is having a wonderful, beautiful, happy Wednesday. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, the tagline for the show was a little bit talking to dead people, see if there's, well, I guess dead people could take in a whole bunch of different spiritual beings. They could be your family members, your friends who have passed, maybe some famous people, maybe even spirit guides. Yeah, they're all kind of not in the anything in the non-physical world we can get a message from. That's, you know, I was thinking about this, my roots and where I came from in this spiritual world, and I was thinking, you know what, at core I'm a trans channel. I'm a channel, so I just like a radio station for the universe, but I haven't channeled in a while, so maybe I'll do that. I don't know, maybe let my spirit guides talk to you a little bit about what's going on. But then I also got into this whole concept. I was reading an article by Louise Hay this morning, and it was about laughter. I thought, well, that's a good topic. And then I was reading a little bit of the headlines of the idea that millennials, that's the word, right? Millennials, and a large number of them are rejecting capitalism. Oh, what do you think about that? Turning your back on capitalism. But I have a nice article on unrelated, not about them particularly, but about living a simpler lifestyle. I watched this movie called Happy. It's a documentary about people in the world who are happy and, you know, kind of look across the world as who are the happiest people, and went to different countries. And there were people like living $2 a day or less in India and Africa, you know, Bushmen. There were really happy people. Really happy people. They asked them, are you happy? Yes, we're happy. We're very happy. And why were they happy? And we can talk about all that. That's kind of cool stuff. And I think that's what people are starting to realize in our society, that being happy is not about what you have. It's an internal process. And the I know I'm babbling on and on about this because I think it's really kind of significant and important to look at. What is the cause of happiness? And how do we become happy? And they, you know, if you summarize all of these people that live and are happy, is they are stress-free to the most part. They have jobs. They have security in a sense. They have an education, you know, as much of an education that you need to survive in your society, right? But the big factor is that they're about friends and family. They're about community. They're not about the individual, but that we are a community, that you share time, you laugh. And that's why I got into the laughter thing a little bit. So I will take calls. Okay, this week has been about appreciation. So if you're in the chat room or you're calling, I want you to tell me three things that you appreciate. Now, they can be very simple. And people have put some interesting things out there this week about appreciation, what you appreciate in life. Could be as simple as your family, right? Or your dog, or your cat, or whatever that might be. So I say I have a caller, so I'll be there in a second. Don't get impatient with me. I'll be with you, and then we'll – let me start the show off because I talked about laughter. Let me give you a joke. Joke of the day, okay? I love joke. I love humor. I absolutely love humor. At one point in my life when I was in high school, one of the things I considered really seriously doing was being a stand-up comedian, and then realized it really wasn't that funny. And have to write a lot of material, okay? The title of this joke, and it's from ajokeaday.com, that's not going to help. A woman notices her husband standing at the bathroom scale, sucking in his stomach. You know, that's not going to help, she says. Sure it does, he answers. It's the only way I can see the numbers. Okay, I thought that was kind of cute. But if you have that problem, yeah, well, that's your decision, right? To lose weight or not lose weight. Ooh, what do I do with my finger? Oh, Ow. Oops, sorry. My finger kind of, something on my finger. My skin got okay. Let me take a call. So today is about humor. And about humor and laughter and the benefits of laughter and also the benefits to some degree of living a simpler lifestyle. What do you think? You think that's all crazy stuff? Crazy talk. I want all my stuff and I want more stuff. Gotta have more stuff. You know, what's the old joke about the man who dies with the most stuff wins? I don't know about that one. What do you think? Are you a stuff person? So what do you appreciate, your stuff or the people around you? Okay. Let me take a call. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
My name is Debbie.
Debbie? How is Debbie today? Debbie, right?
Yes, I'm actually doing very well. I'm pretty happy, actually, in good spirit. And the three things that I'm thankful and grateful for is I have such a very supportive family and friends, and that I'm able to actually be able to move and walk since my back surgery. And having the income to be able to pay my bills. I mean.
Well, that's good things. It's all very good things.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So what's going on today? So those are great things to appreciate. Appreciate your health, right? Health is one of the biggest things that people ask about. You know, you say, what do you appreciate? And I would say that from all the people that I get comments from, health is pretty much in the top three for most people. Because without good health, what are you going to do, right? Just lay around all day and be miserable, right?
Basically, and be bored. I mean, because you can't do anything.
Debbie, we don't want you to be bored. So what's going on? How can I help you today in something?
Well, yes, I saw where you had a radio show, and I called in. And you speak to, you have all these different abilities, and I just thought I was going to see what your take was on what was going on in my life as far as the relationship that's going on between me and my husband at the present time.
Oh, wow. You want me to read you and your husband, huh? See what's going on. That's being claircognizant. It's called claircognizance, which I didn't really realize or understand the term to not too long ago. It's just being able to read things about people that you shouldn't know. That's basically what it is, right? Yeah, yeah. It's like your deep, dark secrets. No, I'm kidding. I don't get into deep, dark secrets. We don't do that. Okay, so what do I – so you're worried – you're concerned – I don't say you. I can't say you're concerned about your relationship with your husband. You're just curious about your relationship with your husband. Is that a better way of defining it than concerned? More curious about where it's going, how it's going.
Well, I'm actually going through a divorce right now. So
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, but see, the next line I had for you is why he's being such a jerk. Before you said the divorce thing, I just got something about curious about your husband and why he's the way he is, right? So, but you want to know you want to know about the divorce, right?
I do, and I mean, I just want to know. I go back between, are we going to work things out? Maybe I didn't. He really, really did some really bad things to hurt me, and moving on.
Okay. So the question is. Okay, so bottom line, I mean, I'll give you the bottom line, yes or no, are you going to work it out? And then this, and you know, whatever I get, you know, that's, you have the ability and the opportunity to change things. But in case here you have two people that are trying to change things, and if one person is uncooperative and change, so will you work it out? No. Bottom line, no. Okay, but that's all changeable. But I just get no. And the reason I get no is probably has to do with him more than you. Because you seem to be more flexible than he is. Okay?
Okay.
And why won't you work it out? I hear it as he will not step up to the compromise table. He won't meet you halfway. He wants you to come further over than he's willing to go. Okay? You can tell me I'm wrong, but that's what I hear. He's done so much damage to the relationship in different ways that forgiveness is going to be very difficult, and it's hard to forget and forgive because you're going to be at this place of, and this is not uncommon, so this is how I hear it, you're going to be at that place where you're always going to wonder what's he going to do next? How is he going to revert back? Even if he says, no, I'm going to be different, I'm going to change, I'm going to have to do this, I'm going to do that, you're always going to wonder, is that just a facade? Okay?
Right.
You don't trust him, basically. And it's going to be hard to build that trust.
Yes,
okay?
It would. Yes.
Yeah, it's the trust issue is big here. And the more I get into your energy and his energy, the trust issue is really big. And I don't want to get into the specifics about your trust, but it's really hard, okay?
So, yes, it is.
So that gives me, you know, when I said no, and I'm just backing up the no with what I get as the reasons for no, okay?
Okay.
And I hope you can turn it around. I hate to see anybody get a divorce, and I don't like to predict divorce, but I just don't feel your energies are ever going to get to that place where you're going to feel so comfortable with him that you totally forgive him and want to not be suspicious of his actions. Okay?
Right. Well, I was hoping, you know, I'm actually thinking about moving on to go into a new relationship that it's not here yet, but I'm interested now where I've never even thought of it before.
Because despite all this and all that you've gone through, your heart still wants to be loved and love and love. Okay?
Right.
You still want to be loved and give love. I think you want to give with and have it taken without being abused, the love aspect of yourself.
Right.
Okay? Okay? So you'll find love. Absolutely. You're a good person, aren't you?
I hope so.
You are. You're a good person.
I try to be. I really do.
So, yeah, you're going to get there.
Okay.
I've got my niece Emily
listening with the radio show, too, and I know that she's going to have a question.
Okay, we can do this rather quickly because I need to move on. So she has a quick question.
Yes, it's about work. I'm thinking about going back to work.
Your name is? Emily. So what's the question, Emily?
I'm thinking about going back to work.
Soon.
Yeah, like next week.
Soon. Yeah, you're going back to soon. Okay?
All right.
So
is serving good, or... That bad?
What's the question?
I'm thinking about going back to be a server.
Well, I don't get it as long term forever, but I get the stepping stone is the word I get. Stepping stone. Okay.
Okay.
You're more ambitious. You have more ambition than that, but for the time being, it's a place to get you a sense of satisfaction about working. Okay?
All right. That'll work.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Be good.
All right. You too.
Okay. Bye. What happened? Oh. Okay.
We're here.
We're done. Oh. Okay.
We're listening.
So you got all your questions answered, so I will put you on hold if you want to listen or however you want to do this. Okay? Okay. Okay. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Here we go. So we were talking about, appreciation. But I've been talking about appreciation all week. And, you know, that's right. It feels like health is like one of the number one reasons. And what do you appreciate? You appreciate family. You appreciate your friends. So what are we going to talk about? Oh, we're going to talk about laughter. That's what I wanted to talk about, was laughter and the benefits of laughter. And if you want to call in and if you have questions – or you want to hear from a dead person, you know, when I say dead people, you know what I mean, family members, famous people, or friends, or somebody who passed, or just a general message from spirit. Okay, so moving right along here, I'm kind of like, okay, what am I doing next? We're going to talk about, I have too many windows open. That's my problem. I get way too many windows, and I'm trying to look for the window that I really, really need here. Here it is. Okay, it's Louise Hay. If you're familiar with Louise Hay, or you're not, a wonderful woman, 89 years old, Hay House. They published a lot of books. Hey, Louise wrote a lot about your health and your thoughts. And, well, I won't get too much into it. So, you know, if you know who Louise Hay Cole is, cool. This is what she wrote from her newsletter, and I thought it was good because it's all about laughter. And I read this verse this morning and went, it is about that. We got to have laughter in our lives. So my day begins and ends with gratitude and joy is her opening comment. Okay. Do you know that saying laughter is the best medicine? I truly believe it to be true. I love to laugh. Laughing is infectious, and loving humor can be very healing. When laughter is shared with others, it brings people together. It increases the happiness of those around us. Laughter creates a connection between people in a loving and caring way. Laughter truly is strong medicine for the mind, body, and soul. Humor and laughter can strengthen your immune system and boost your energy, diminish pain, and protect you from the damaging effects of stress. Now, I have other articles that I can refer to and studies and scientific studies that confirm all that what she just said, and the immune system and pain and stress. So I might get into those, I might not, but all of that that she just said has been backed up scientifically. The best thing about laughter is it's priceless. When we laugh, we feel good. Those good feelings stay with us even after the laughter subsides. Do you ever watch children laugh or videos of children laugh? Don't you feel good? Don't you? I mean, doesn't that stay with you for a while? You're watching these little kids giggle and laugh, and if you can't laugh, if that doesn't put a smile on your face and a little bit of a chuckle, I remember this one video, and I'll go with her article that it was a YouTube video. I guess it was on Facebook, where somebody on a train, and might have been the UK, I don't know where it was, started to laugh, and it was infectious. By the time he was laughing for about 2 or 3 minutes, practically the whole train was hysterical. And you don't know why, but it's just infectious. It's just there's that chemical that just kind of goes out there. Okay, so what are we going on? The best thing about laughter is it's priceless. When we laugh, we feel good. Those feelings stay with us even after the laughter subsides. Humor helps us to keep a positive outlook on life. It helps us through difficult situations. When we laugh, there is an increase in blood flow and oxygenation in the muscles. That's good, isn't it? This stimulates our hearts and releases endorphins. It helps us to feel more relaxed, both physically and emotionally. So when we're feeling stressed, watch a funny video clip or have a friend tell you a joke. Now, did you like my joke earlier? I don't know. Jokes, humor, it's all great stuff, isn't it? And there was an article I was going to see. Now there's all kinds of articles I could talk to you about on this, but we'll just get into this, okay? Laughter also helps fight depression. Have you ever been sitting around, feeling a bit down, and a good friend comes over and makes you laugh? You're trying not to laugh because you feel bad. It's fun. But it's funny, so you feel yourself cheering up instantly. Humor and laughter is a good way to get your outside of your downward spiral to depression. When you're starting to have a bad day, tell yourself, I love you. Put yourself around positive, funny people. Have a handy picture that reminds you of a funny time. Watch a movie that makes you laugh. Now, that brings to mind a study that was done at UCLA a while back where they took really depressed people. And, I mean, these are seriously depressed people. They were depressed. They were depressed in their sleep that they were that depressed, right? And all they had them do was stand in front of the mirror every day and smile for 30 minutes. Smile in front of a mirror for 30 minutes. Just smile. Now, smile is the start of laughter, isn't it? It's that warming up, that laugh, that smile. Just smiling. Doesn't even say laugh. Just smile. And after 30 days of this practice, the group that actually did smile in front of the mirror every day reduced their depression by 50%. You could look that up, a UCLA study on smiling, but as I remember the study, so it has a huge effect, and science has proven, psychologists have proven, that laughter has a huge effect on our depression. when we are unhappy or stuck in a certain mindset, if we don't step outside of ourselves, it can grow worse. When we find humor in situations that make us feel depressed, we're able to see it with a fresh eye. New perspectives can jumpstart our day in positive direction. Even when we don't feel like laughing, laugh. Even forced laughter can release hormones that are good for your bodies and improve your mood. What do you think? What do you think? I got to get back to you guys and see if anybody wants to talk to me or anything. Nope, you're still there. What about laughter? You guys laugh a lot. What's the funniest thing for you? Wait a minute. I think I have somebody new on the line. Is it the same person? I don't remember the number. Okay, let me see if this is a new person. If 472 is in the chat room, say hi. Yes, I want to talk. 478. 478 area code. Well, let me just check if we've talked or not. I don't think we have. Let me go back. Because we're talking about laughter and the benefits of laughter. Oh, maybe it is. Let me check. I hate to be rude about this. Hello? 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 You're not there. Ooh, you must be listening. Okay, so I'll put you back on hold. If you want to talk, 478 area code. If that's you and you still want to, if you want to talk, just tell me in the chat room. I'm 478 and I want to talk. Hey. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
I think you already talked to us once.
Okay, I just want to make sure because these numbers, you know, they don't have little names by you. So if I would have saw a little name, I'd have said, oh, yeah, I've talked to them. Okay, so enjoy. Have a good one. Bye. All right,
thank you. Bye.
No little names. Oh. Okay, let's get back to laughter and humors. So I would ask the people in the chat room, since you're kind of with me, what makes you laugh? Who do you think is funny? What is funny to you? Is it certain entertainers, certain comedians? Is it certain kind of movies? Are you like a Monty Python laughter person, or are you more of, you know, sitcom kind of laughter? I always kind of cracked up at 3 minutes. Two and a Half Men always cracked me up. The Charlie character. I don't know, just the interplay of the characters. There was just some funny bits. I'm not big on sitcoms making me laugh, but a couple of the sitcoms, like, what is it, the recent one that's really popular. Okay. Yeah, I keep thinking of the wrong one, but it's about the guys that are the scientists. You know which one I'm talking about, right? You kind of know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, but they kind of crack. Sheldon cracks me up. But see, I live in Pasadena, California, and I'm like a half a mile from Caltech, and I see Sheldons all day long. When I'm out walking or going to the market or so forth. So I see those characters every day and, the real versions of them. So when I watch the show, I'm going, yeah, that's pretty much them. They're just like that. So what makes you laugh? What do you find funny? And movies, comedians, Robin Williams always cracked me up. I always like Robin. And there's a bunch of them like that. But so... Or is it just physical? I'm kind of into physical humor a little bit myself. One of my favorite movies, and you're going to think I'm crazy for this, is called Dodgeball, The Untold Story. It was with Vince Vaughn and Ben Stiller and a bunch of other interesting characters. And it's about two gyms and dodgeball tournaments. And Rip Torn was in the movie too. And it was a very funny movie. So if you just want something silly and goofy and physical humor, that's a great movie. Dodgeball, The Untold Story. This cracks me up every time. And also Clerks and Clerks 2 cracks me up too. So these are just kind of out there a little bit, huh? Okay, so let me get back to humor and laughter and what Louise Hay was saying about humor. Okay. When we are unhappy, we get stuck in a certain mindset and we don't step out of it. Okay. Remember to know what isn't funny, though. The subconscious mind has no sense of humor. Ooh, never thought of it that way. You ever think your subconscious has no sense of humor? Don't make jokes at the expense of others or about yourself. don't think you're kidding when you put yourself down or others. The subconscious mind accepts it as true and creates the thought accordingly. We have to learn to use our humor lovingly and wisely. Use your humor by laughing with others, not at them. Well, okay, some of the comedians are that way, aren't they? Okay, laughter, like mirror work, is a nurtured practice. Begin by prioritizing some fun in your life. Make sure to set aside some time in your day or week to just have fun, even if you feel like you're acting under your age. Yeah, be a kid once in a while, right? Yeah. Saw this machine that made water balloons. I mean, it's the device that can make hundreds of water balloons. Anybody remember having water balloon fights when you were kids? We used to go and have big water balloon wars. Okay, so your age has no meaning. I'm 89 years old, and I love myself and enjoy myself daily. I love feeling like a kid again. Share laughter with family and friends. Laughter also helps us. Will always be the best medicine to happiness, love, and youth. And that's from Louise Hay. So that was an interesting article. I have another article I thought I would get into from Deepak Chopra. I like the word Deepak. Deepak Chopra from the Chopra Center, and 6 reasons why laughter is the best medicine. We'll get into that in a moment. Well, let me check back with you guys, see if you got anything else. You're going to tell me what makes you laugh. Oh, man, that's a bummer. The line runs busy every time. I don't know why. Everybody's gone. You try it again. There's nobody on the line, I don't think. I'm not talking to anybody. Maybe because it's pretty clear. So try it again. It says 0 callers, which is kind of depressing, really, but that's okay. Just kidding. So what makes you guys laugh? Nobody's going to respond to me in the chat room. Any particular comedians that make you laugh? Any particular movies that make you laugh? Or are you like me? You watch videos of kids laughing and you crack up, right? Or it doesn't take much to get you laughing if you have these videos of people laughing and you just start laughing with them. But babies laughing cracks me up every time. If I watch videos of babies laughing, if you're in a bad mood, you're kind of feeling, what a yucky day today is, go to YouTube and look up babies laughing. And if you can sit through, if you don't start laughing after about 4 or 5 minutes of babies laughing or animals, one of my favorite ones with animals is the cat one, the cat and the dog one, where the cats would take over the dog bed and the dogs would try to get the cats out of the dog bed. And the little cat and this big giant dog bed. Well, okay, so we're going to go into Deepak. So I want to hear what you guys think is funny. What makes you laugh? And then we'll get into the article. And if you want to call in, I'll check back in a minute. I'm not going away. I won't desert you by any stretch of the imagination. But I wanted to get into what Deepak said. Okay, if I can find that article again. Have you ever been in a tense or difficult situations when you suddenly burst into a fit of giggles? Oh, giggles. Don't you love the giggles? Don't you love it and you laugh so hard, water comes out of your nose and it's just so funny, right? Or feel a release or rejuvenate after watching a side-splitting funny movie. It turns out that there's some scientific studies behind this old adage, laughter is the best medicine. Laughter activates the body's natural relaxation response. It's like internal jogging, providing a good massage to all the internal organs, where you're also toning your abnormal, you can say it, I can't, says Dr. Gulshan Shetty. Seti, head of the cardiology surgery at Tucson Medical Center and faculty at the University of Arizona, Seti for internal medicine. Perhaps that's why Dr. Deepak Chopra says the healthiest response to life is laughter. Boy, I barely got through that one, right? That was like, studies have found that laughter can have healing properties. It's contagious. Here are six reasons why you should laugh today. I'm thinking about laughter and I can't even read. You know, it's like, Okay. Discovery of mirror neurons, which causes you to smile when someone else smiles at you, gives credence to the belief that laughter is contagious. When you're feeling down, finding friends to laugh with can help your brain trigger its own laughter response and foster closeness. That's like the train I was telling you about. One person starts laughing on this train and it's contagious. But it's scientific. Mirror neurons. I like that. Isn't that a cool expression? Mirror neurons. So when you think that sense of humor is such an important trait when looking for a partner, we like the feeling of shared laughter, and our body wants us as much of this feeling as possible. So yeah, you know, you're looking for a partner in life and you want somebody that laughs with you and you have a good sense of humor and you're funny. You don't want to be trying to be funny with somebody that you've just met, or a relationship you're trying to build, and they're looking at you like you're the strangest human alive, right? You want that synergy of two people that laugh together, right? Okay, laughter reduces the stress response. So this is kind of backing up Louise Hay's thoughts, but in scientific terms. When you laugh, there's a contraction of muscles which increases blood flow and oxygenation. This stimulates the hearts and lungs and triggers the release of endorphins that help you to feel more relaxed, both physically and emotionally. Ooh, isn't that a good stuff? So we should be laughing more, basically. Laughter induces... Wait a minute. I'm getting some feedback from somewhere about that. That's really weird. Oh, maybe it's Siri telling me about it. I don't know. Okay, maybe Siri responded. I don't know. I just hear this voice off in the side off my phone saying that. Ooh, according to a study done at Indiana State School of Nursing, mirrorful laughter can increase natural killer cell levels, a type of white blood cell that attacks cancer cells. Ooh, isn't that a good one? So immunity, it boosts your immunity. Isn't that cool? Yeah, kill them cancer cells with laughter. There was a book about a gentleman who actually did that. Okay. So nobody's told me what you love. Okay, I have no idea. I'm online. Yeah, kind of somehow, some way, Blog Talk kind of screwed up today. They do that. It gets weird from time to time, and if I try to log off and log back on, the show goes away, and I'm done for the day. Oh, I found somebody. Oh, okay, maybe that's you. Okay, let me see. Somebody just called in. Is it you? Hello?
Hey. Hi, George. How are you?
Fine. Is that you?
It's Tricia.
Yes, how are you?
I'm really good. I was enjoying your show, and I was looking for it earlier. I just wanted to tell you that when I clicked on your Facebook page to go to the show, it said waiting for the host to call in.
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't have any idea what's going on there with Blog Talk.
And I went to Blog and on your page, and I stopped and you live.
I think I'm still alive.
I called that number about eight times, the 323, and every time it just went busy. So I don't know if you've got people on hold listening that are taking all of your calls, you know, your call space.
Maybe there's really a problem.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that why
you haven't... That's a Blog Talk. I have to talk to them about it or bring it up sometime with them. So how are you doing?
I'm good. So, but anyway, I pressed the little Skype button and I've got you through the Skype button, not me calling the number. So
okay. Skype usually works better anyway for some reason.
Yeah. So I did get hold of you through your BTL listener 02027 or 029. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. And,
excellent.
Yeah, I was enjoying your show, and I wanted to say hi. And colors everything, and laughter is so important, and trying to channel that today, and I'm working on getting something in my rent house, my guest house.
Okay, so so I've been asking this question, what makes you laugh? What do you find really funny? What just every time you see it just kind of cracks you up? Anything particular, or are you just all over the place?
Sometimes when my dog does stuff, he makes
your dog.
Me laugh. Yeah.
And they can do that.
And I find that when I'm in that kind of mode that I need to change that mode, I'll go outside and play with her and sort of pretend to herd her where she's running backwards and forwards, trying to get a, you know, running from one side of the couch to the other side, So that always entertains me. And you are right. You know, when there's a really neat image of a baby or something that's really cute and silly, it's lovely. Animals. The animal videos that I'll go to. And, yeah, you do. And also, you know, comedy. But sometimes comedy is sarcastic at the expense of somebody else, so it's funny. But, yeah. And so I kind of like that too, you know, just find that moment of trying to make someone laugh.
Excellent. I'm going to let you go, and I can finish up this whole thing on humor and laughter, and have a beautiful rest of your day. Enjoy paradise.
Yes. You have to visit for sure.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Take care.
Click off and go back to listening.
Okay.
Bye.
Very good. Bye. Click off. I like that. What an expression. Okay, so we're back to humor. So I got somebody saying that, yeah, your animals, your pets, they make you laugh. I love animal videos. There was one I saw the other day that was cool. You know, and this kind of makes you wonder, in the animal world, there was this mother goat and three little goats. And if I can describe this well, I hope I can. But one of the goats was hysterical. Because it was jumper. It was a jumper. It would jump off the other goats and push them over and jump up. It was like, what happened? This goat got the strangest genes because it was just a hopper. You know, you ever seen animals like a goat would just hop? And the other goats are just sitting there being cool, you know, just eating whatever. And this little guy, it's like his brothers and sisters or whatever they were. But he was just rambunctious. Isn't like kids? You always have one that's kind of rambunctious in a group that's bouncing off the walls, and you have to put a helmet on him because he's or her, because, you know, they'll hurt themselves while other ones are kind of calm and, you know, relaxed and so forth. Okay, enough of that craziness. Let me go back to Deepak. And so laughter increases resilience. Resilience is the ability to see failure as a natural progression to success rather than a negative outcome. People who are resilient are happier and more successful. Never thought about that. Ever think about that? Resilience. You can bounce back from failure. Like, oh, the world is coming to an end because I didn't do it. Versus, yeah, okay, I did it. I failed. Okay, I'm moving on. I learned from it. I'm moving on. You know, a laughter, you know. The ability to acknowledge mistakes without becoming angry or frustrated plays an important role in developing resilience. Laughter at mistakes allows us to recognize that we're making errors as a part of being human. Let me read that sentence again. That's really, really an important sentence for all of us. I'm pointing my fingers at myself. Laughing at mistakes allows us to recognize that making errors is a part of being human. To err is human, right? Who said that? Was it Shakespeare that said something like that? Yeah. Laughter combats depression. We talked a little bit about this. Studies support laughter as a great way to get outside the downward spiral to depression. Being unhappy can be a pattern or mindset if we don't step outside of ourselves occasionally. By being a witness to our situation rather than allowing ourselves to feel the victim, that we can find the humor in it and see with fresh eyes. Even forced laughter releases a cocktail of hormones, neuropeptides, and dopamine that can start to improve your mood. So even when you don't feel like laugh, find some way to laugh. Just start chuckling and just force the chuckle sometimes. Okay, where are we at time-wise? I've got to check here. We got a few more minutes. We'll finish this section by Deepak. Laughter relieves pain. People who are laughing don't experience less pain. However, they report being less bothered by the pain that they do experience. You know, as you're distracted from the pain, it doesn't bother you as much, right? You just kind of, you know, you got this painful thing and you're laughing about whatever happened and how you got it. And the pain doesn't seem to have that big effect, right? It's not about changing pain levels. The amount of pain remains the same, but your perceived pain levels reduce and your belief that you can cope increases. Laughter by itself isn't the solution, but it can help a person overcome discomfort. Yeah. Okay, quick hacks to bring more laughter into your life. Make humor a priority by reading a funny book, watching a comedy, or listening to your favorite comedian. Now, do you guys have a favorite comedian? As I said, Robin Williams always cracked me up. There was a few other ones. I like the Redneck Tour comedians. There's a bunch of them out there. Yes, well, we'll get into all that. Share laughter with friends. Spend more time with people who have fun. Ooh, don't be around the Debbie Downers all the time. You know, people are too serious all the time, always concerned about the world and how the situation of the world. And try to develop more friends that like to have fun, that aren't so political, and they get all kind of caught up in their politics, and that's ranting about their politics all the time. Find people that want to have fun. I mean, you're going to talk about politics and all that stuff, but, you know, you got to put that it kind of in a place, right? You don't want to be overwhelmed by it. Practice laughter yoga, which Dr. Seti practices and teaches it on occasion. Now, I have to find that. I was thinking about that earlier. I was thinking, you know what? That sounds like a lot of fun. Laughter yoga. I got to find a class on that. That would be fun. Right up my alley. Laughter yoga. Okay. Remember that life is funny. The ability to laugh at yourself makes you attractive to others and help relieve your own stress. Focus on finding the laughable moments in your life and tell a friend your funny story as a way to increase the power of laughter by sharing. You know, you read these personnel things or, you know, a dating site profiles, and most everybody says they want somebody with a sense of humor. They don't always get it, though. You know, they always don't get it. But, you know, a sense of humor is very subjective to one person's funny is another person's you're kidding me. Know what isn't funny. Laughing at the expense of others isn't funny. So this point has been made again. Deepak, in his article here, is making the same point that Louise Hay was making. Know that what isn't funny. Laughing at the expense of others isn't funny. Be discerning about your humor by laughing with, not at people. Ooh. Well, what about a movie, though? What about Mr. Bean? You remember Mr. Bean, the British comedian who put himself in real, really weird situations? But he allowed himself to do that. Okay, let me finish the article. Your ability to laugh can be cultivated with practice, so start by prioritizing fun. Find occasion to be silly. Remember, laughter, like smiling, is never depleted when you share it. You got it? So laugh more. This whole show is about laughter. I didn't really get into dead people today too much. Nobody wanted to talk to any dead people, so that's okay. Maybe on Friday. I won't be here tomorrow. Be back on Friday. Let's just focus on what spirit has to say, what our non-physical friends have to say to us on Friday. And we'll get more into that, and we'll try to focus the show on. And if you don't call in on Friday with questions from non-physical people, I will channel some non-physical people. I'll try to connect myself with whoever out there, you know, well-known people or spirit guides or something. So, and if you have questions for them, but I'd rather connect with your family members or your friends that have passed. into the non-physical world. Okay, so it's been fun. I had fun today because this humor thing is really important to me, and hope it's important to you. Have a beautiful day. I love you guys. Take care. Bye now.